culture, the way we view life, the way we live our lives, it's who we are. Our culture says a lot about us, both good and bad. We build our culture based on what we value and what we believe in, but there seems to be a lot of mixed emotions on the culture of our society today. I am your host, AJ Pennington, and I, along with my two lovely guests, will be discussing a topic of our culture that holds many views, the culture of beauty. You're listening to A Culture of Our Own. My first guest today is the lovely Miss Moore. Miss Moore is a great human being, but one particularly odd thing about her is that she only likes cheese. Let's go on. The first question I ask Miss Moore is, how do you feel about the culture of beauty in America?
I don't like it. I feel like it's very restrictive, and it's not at all accepting of everything of that beauty can be. I feel like it's way too singular in just thin, like blonde, very fit movie stars, and that doesn't accurately represent all the beauty that America or any country has to offer.
My second question for Ms. Moore was, how does our view of beauty express our beliefs and our values?
I think it expresses it in the sense that it doesn't properly showcase values. It might showcase like American values, which is like individualism and like hard work and success. And in this country, when you view beauty, success and hard work is shown in like very thin models who like are on the Victoria's Secret runway. So it might accurately express American values, but I think again that's too singular and not doesn't encompass all that this human body in America has to offer.
So you would say that you do not hold those values and beliefs?
I do, but I do believe in success. I don't necessarily believe in individualism because I think we work better as a community rather than one-on-one. But in terms of beauty, I think success can be taking like good strides for your health.
My last question for Ms. Moore was, what are ways we can fix the culture of beauty in America?
I think we are taking really, really great steps to fixing the culture around beauty, in the sense that if you scroll through Facebook and you see like all the targeted ads, there are more bodies that represent what America actually looks like popping up, not just doing what we think will sell more magazines, but what will be better and healthier for the American population to view. And you see it with men too, like there's definitely unhealthy standards for men that have, I feel like, as much as I love Marvel and the MCU, I feel like that is kind of coming to the forefront a little bit now too, is, oh, we must all look like Chris Hemsworth, we must all look like Thor, or we must all look like Chris Evans, Captain America. Like, I think that MCU has kind of led to a little bit of like a distorted view of men's bodies as well.
My second guest today is the marvelous Mr. Garnett. Mr. Garnett is a rather exquisite human being. He also loves cheese, so what more could you ask for? Anyways, moving on. Same topic, same question, different guest. Let's have a listen. How do you feel about the culture of beauty in America?
The culture of beauty? There's certainly a standard, isn't there? I don't think that standard is fair or right, not all the time. I don't know, it's tough to say. It's tough to just to say, like, yeah, who cares? Who cares what you look like? Who cares what you do? Because, like, as a species, that's part of who we are as humans, is, being social creatures and even as far as, like, reproduction, I mean, on a biological level. So I think that there's worth in having some beauty standards, but it certainly gets taken to the extreme, and I think that a lot of people are take it to very unhealthy extremes, and I don't support that.
Yeah, I completely agree with that.
I don't know. I don't want to be like I don't want people to point the finger and be like, oh, Garnett said that, but... I think that there's worth to it, but it certainly shouldn't be the end-all, be-all. And I also think that beauty takes form in not just the way that we look, but sometimes also in what we do and the way that we act and the things that we're good at. I think some of that stuff can be beautiful, too, and can even enhance physical beauty in some cases.
How does our view of beauty express our beliefs and our values?
How does our view of beauty express our beliefs and our values?
Maybe not yours personally, but...
Sure.
Like, the whole, like, the human race in its entirety.
Oh my gosh. I don't even know how to answer that. That is such a deep question that I think is different for everybody.
Well, you did say that you don't typically agree with the extremes of some of our beauty standards in America.
Uh-huh, yeah.
So could you give some examples of that?
Yeah, plastic surgery. You see people that get it thinking that, like, oh, I just want, like, I just want my lips to be perfect. I just want my chin to be perfect or whatever. And some of the times they turn out just, I don't want to call anybody ugly, but like, wow, I wish you hadn't have done this. You know, you've done this thing that, like, can no longer be redeemed, and you've lost some of your natural beauty because of that in trying to make yourself more beautiful. And so it's almost like, ironic in a way, but okay, small scale, I took a deep dive into TikTok a couple nights ago. Mm-hmm. I downloaded it and I looked up my students just because I just wanted to see what my students were doing, and some of them were funny and some were fun to watch, and then there were some that I could tell that the things they were doing, the reason they were doing it is because they thought it's all social pressure, right?
Yes.
So, for instance, and look, I don't want to yuck anyone's yum, and I don't want to make any assumptions, but when you're wearing very little and you're dancing very provocatively to a very, very dirty song...
Yes.
I don't think you're doing that for yourself. I could be wrong. I'm happy to be wrong. But I think that you're doing that because the culture says this is how you get your worth. And that really makes me sad. I wish that people didn't have to subject themselves to this in order to feel beautiful or valued by society.
Absolutely. What are ways we can fix the culture of beauty in America?
Are you recording?
Yeah.
I wish... I wish it was more okay. Oh gosh, how do I even say this? I wish it was socially acceptable to comment on someone's beauty without coming across creepy or you're trying to solicit something from someone.
Yes. I get what you're saying.
I love when I see somebody, especially girls, girls tend to go more out of their way to make themselves beautiful, right? In quotes. And I appreciate that. And if I see, like, wow, you really worked on your hair this morning, or like you did something extra to make yourself stand out, I like to compliment on them, and I like to say, hey, I noticed this, and you look really pretty because of this. I'm not trying to be creepy. I'm not trying to solicit anything. I'm happily married. I have no interest in anything, but I know that I can make people's day a little bit better by telling them those things. And same thing with guys. You know, if a guy goes the extra mile or does something to make themselves stand out physically, like, I think that, and if it's cool, if someone likes that, I think that they should be complimented on that. But again, so seldom are you able to say that without somebody going, okay, what's really going on under the surface here? I wish there was a way to bring that back without any pretense.
We as humans hold many different opinions and beliefs, and as you heard today, the culture of beauty is a prime example of that. What does beauty mean to you? I personally believe that everyone is beautiful in their own way, because beauty isn't just what you look like on the outside, it's about the measure of your character on the inside. Maybe you and I hold different beliefs, or maybe we think alike. Either way, I hope you remember that you're beautiful. Thank you for listening to A culture of our own.